Hello,
Love
welcome
Hope
to
Radio.
This is Tammy Miller, Tammy Gator Miller. Also joining us tonight is our co-host, Shatika Beard, and we will call her Tika. We are founders of Butterfly Evolution, which is a foundation that we will give you a bit more information about before tonight's show is over. We are coming to you by way of Cordova, Tennessee, and for me, myself, Tammy, I am born and raised in Valdosta, Georgia, and I'd like to just, you know, give a shout-out for those who are listening from Valdosta, Georgia, a special shout-out to my father, Addison Gator, who I hope is listening. Tika is here again, and she is, again, here in Cordova, Tennessee, by way of Nashville, Tennessee. Tika and I met approximately 10 years or so ago, quickly connected and realized that we had something very, very unique in common. This connection, as far as I'm concerned, was the fact that we both had grandmothers that played a significant role in our life as young girls as we were growing up. Although I lost my grandmother much sooner than Tika lost her grandmother, we both feel like they planted seeds of faith in our lives that has brought us to this point here tonight where we're sitting here speaking with you about making a difference in the lives of women and young girls, which in result will certainly filter out into a man's world as well. And we'll talk more about that as we continue to have the shows each and every Monday night. But to start, again, Tika and I believe that just having that grandmother and grandmothers in our lives has truly shaped our lives and brought us back to a place of contentment, of peace, and understanding as we have grown through our own struggles, some of them similar, some of them not, but we have both encouraged each other through those things. And that's what we would like to do to young girls, to women of all ages. We want to empower, we want to bring that virtue back so that we can be that helpmate for, you know, the men. We want to do those things that God has given us the ability to do. So we want to talk about that. And in starting this process, Tika and I posted a comment on Facebook and received some very unique comments about that or responses about that comment. And I want to share one of them with you. The comment that we placed on Facebook is that there was a young gentleman who made a statement to a woman about what she would not do, 100 women would do. And this was a live conversation between, again, a man and a woman, and he made the comment that what she would not do, 100 women would do. So he was basically telling her that her worth and her values in life really didn't matter because there was so many women out there that would break those values and turn away from what we call a virtuous woman. In order to teach our young girls how to be virtuous women, it has to start with us. So, again, by no way we are perfect and have lived a perfect life, but we believe, Tika and I believe, that everything we've gone through has brought us here again. It helps us understand what women go through, what we all have gone through and may go through, but we have to allow each other to go through those things without judgment and allow each of us to shine through our own values, through our own things that we have, our gifts, you know, just everything. So that's what we're here to do. And I want to read to you one of the comments that I received from a man in regards to the post that we posted on Facebook about, you know, what you will not do, what one woman would not do, 100 women will. And this, again, came from a young man, and what he says is this. What is a 100% woman? Unfortunately, the woman today or the women today are different than the women of the last generation. It appears home is not always the top priority anymore. Men have become lazy and do less and do not fulfill their roles as they should. In a nutshell, times have changed. Divorce is at an all-time high, and single mothers is all too common. And this, again, is coming from a male. on both sides, there must be more effort putting into working together as a team in a household. Morals, values, and commitment seem to be the theme of the past. Until we can come together and understand what is to be in a relationship and stop treating it like it's my way or the highway, nothing will improve. Relationships will have ups and downs, but this is life. You have to learn to work through things. Men, treat your woman like a queen, and women, treat your man like a king. And if you have a good man or woman, hold on to them. They are few and far left. He also says, I hope this did not ruffle any feathers, just tough love. Tika and I want to put emphasis on the part where he talks about there are no women like there were in past generations. And we, again, have stressed tonight that our seed, we think, came from our grandmothers. And so it's unique, or it's ironic that this man is pointing out what he thinks or how he compares a woman of today to a woman of the past. So, again, we'd like to talk about that tonight and have you call in and express your comments, your concerns about this comment or this statement. We also would like to hear what you think, especially from the men. We'd like to hear what you think about women today and where we are in just living our lives as mothers, as sisters, as daughters, as friends, you know, where we are in this life and how can we become better women so that we can help our young girls. We have far too many single mothers, far too many fatherless homes, and it just wasn't designed to be that way. And I think that's why we have so much going on today and we feel so out of control when it comes to parenting or just living life. So before taking, I see that we have several callers in queue. Before taking calls, Tika's going to come on and just kind of explain what the butterfly evolution means to us, how we came up with butterfly evolution, and just a little bit about where we plan to go with this. And please be patient with us. This is our first show. I think Tika and I both are a bit nervous, but we also think that this is just God's plan, the way that it has come about, the things that we have in common, so many things. Again, I can't put enough emphasis on our grandmothers, and I'm so thankful. And I just want to give a shout-out to my grandmother who made such a difference in my life. And I say grandmothers, Nanny B. Gator, for just always being there. And I always say if the Bible was rewritten, I feel like she would be in it, that he'd have to find a place for her in there. And my grandmother, Beatrice Arnold, as well. Again, these were women of virtue. These were women that I think that has brought me back to this place I am with seeking a relationship with God and seeking to help people be a light through their gifts, through their ups and downs. So with that being said, I'm going to pass it over to Tika, who, again, is going to kind of brush on butterfly evolution. And then we're going to take your calls. Thank you for holding out there, but we're going to take your calls and let you comment on the show and just anything you have. Tika?
Hello. My name is Chitika Beard. And there's no one I want to give a shout-out to. I just want to give thanks to God for giving me the ability to make our voices heard, to allow voices to be heard, and just want to be an inspiration to women who are going through different struggles. And so just want to just put a little bit of emphasis on the name and why we came up with the name Butterfly Evolution. We felt the name to be appropriate just because the two words in itself were very appealing, just the butterfly and the word evolution. One reason we chose that, and the reason we chose butterfly evolution was because the journey of a butterfly is full of struggle. It's a very difficult struggle what a butterfly goes through, the four stages of its life. But in the end, the butterfly evolves to something very beautiful, full of life, and free, because it just the wings alone, just the beauty of the color and the wings, it's free. And so as women, you know, we've decided to be a support to women, to other women. We've decided to be someone and two women who are very uplifting, who can provide, you know, any type of uplifting sources, empowerment, strength. We would like to do that for all and anyone who is just ready for changes in their life, ready to reach out and to grab something different, ready to live on purpose, and helping women through the different stages of life, through their uncertainties, through their disappointments, through their ups and downs. When you've learned that this journey only makes you stronger while evolving you into something more beautiful, more full of life and free, you learn that this will, in you will embody leadership, in you will embody power, as well as teach, you'll be able to teach someone else in their beginning a butterfly's evolution. So, like I said, in itself, these two words are very strong and very powerful, because the struggle a butterfly goes through, but then that evolution that it goes through, that growth, that journey, you grow. You grow and you transform into something stronger, into something more beautiful, into someone who can teach and give practical ways to another woman and teach them, this is how you do it, and this is how you do it according to the way God has called you to do it.
Okay, and just to kind of reiterate on that, again, Butterfly Evolution was given to us. I was, Tika is a hairstylist, and I was thinking about Butterfly and making the name of this foundation Butterfly, and I went in one night, and she said, you know, I was thinking Butterfly. We could do something with Butterfly. And I just want to say that's how God confirms things through his word and through allowing you to have a thought, but not having to confirm it yourself. So
you provide a confirmation.
Right, he will provide confirmation through his word. But you have to be at a place where you are willing to listen. So and hear and know that that's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Before going forward, we put a lot of emphasis on our grandmother, but we also want to just recognize our parents, our mothers, and our fathers, because they too, you know, although there's nothing like a grandmother to me, because they love so unconditionally and they're just ready for you. So that's why we put so much emphasis on our grandmothers initially. But certainly a shout out to my mom, Mary Arnold, and my dad, Addison Gator, and all of my family who's listening. So what we want to do is we want to go on the air, and we have several callers in queue, so please be patient with us, but we're going to put you on one at a time. I'm going to start here to see that we have someone that's very dear to me, Brandon Gator, and he's my son, and I see that he's my first caller. So, Brandon, are you with us?
Hello?
Brandon, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air, Brandon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and everyone else can too. Do you have something to share?
Well, we were talking, I guess the point of the show is to empower women, correct?
Yes, the point is the show to empower women of all ages, but we want to hear your comments, and we know in doing that, because, of course, behind every good man, there's what?
A good woman.
A good woman, right, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
So we just think this is, and I just, good point, because I want to make it clear that just because we're two women sitting here, this is not a man-bashing show. We need men. We need men to do so many things that we cannot do, and I think that's one of the major issues that I think women have tried to overpower. And I never thought I would agree with the statement that a woman cannot do what a man can do. I used to think that was so feminist, but that's so true. And it's not necessarily right, so I won't get into that. But I finally understand what that means, and I respect it, and I embrace it. But at the same time, you know, we have to hold men accountable. So, Brandon, go ahead and say what you wanted to say.
Okay. I feel that, you know, there aren't any inequalities between men and women, but there are a difference in what they're built to do. For example, a man should know, and a lot of men don't know this because of fatherless households inside of our communities, but a lot of men don't understand the fact that they might not be able to nurture a child the way that a woman can. And so if they do, maybe the child grows up with an emotional deficiency. Whereas in retrospect, if a woman is stuck just raising a child on her own, sometimes that also affects the child, whether it be male or female, to where they think more emotionally, and they don't have the guidance that a man might have given them just from them being able to give the law without so much emotion. And so there's always a balance there, and I think in our communities today, whether it be male or female, that we have lost the balance of our family, and we have our neighborhoods to where we don't even know our neighbors. We don't know their last names, but these are the people that our children are seeing every day. So I think we have to first get a sense of family and then a sense of community before we can change anything. And we always say that, because I've been the victim of this sometimes, where people look to me or look to my friends and say, oh, y'all are just young and dumb and doing what you want to do. But we were guided there, you know, or misguided there, or not guided at all, and we ended up there. And now that's what we're stuck with. I look back to Memphis, and I always tell people, they're like, where are you from? I say, Memphis. Next thing that happens is they take a step back, like, oh, okay, so we know what they look at me as if they know what I'm about, where that's not the case. And as far as women go, and the male that said that what you won't do, 100 women will, it's so sad, but that's true. But his definition of a woman is totally off. So there, we look into the streets and we see what, you know, people talk about in hip hop, where, you know, whores and prostitutes, they see that, and that's what they regurgitate. And unfortunately, that man has, I guess, regurgitated whatever ignorance he's been fed. So I think first we have the power to define. Genesis says that God gave man the power to look at a tree and say that that was a tree. God never told him that was a tree. He said, this is a tree. He said, what is that? That is a lake. What is this? He gave him power to name all of the animals, all the beasts, the fowls in the air, the fish in the sea. And we also have the power to redefine what we think a man and a woman is, whether it be biblically or whatever your faith is. The commonality between all these monotheistic religions gives us a clear and concise vision of what a male is and what a female is, and also their roles in both the household and the community. And we have done a power change to where we have men trying to demean women because all of a sudden they feel like their manhood was taken away, or in any kind of situation, we have abuse cases where people just don't know how to relate to each other. They lack communication. So if we fix the communication, our communities, our families, that's the first step for us to empower women. But I do agree that women are first, because there's a scripture that says that Satan will surely lead most men to the hellfire through women. He said that he could easily use women to seduce men, the most pious of men. So we have to watch out for that too.
Brandon, we're going to have you on as a guest. Because you're getting deep, and that's where we want to go. Real brief, because we have about 6 callers in queue that want to get on the air. Real brief, Brandon, what can we do? Just if you could sum it up really quickly, what can we as women do specifically to bring that virtue back, so that we are able to teach our young girls through their pain? Because I truly believe young girls are, and I'm just talking about, you know, women right now and younger, they are doing and reacting exactly the way we are teaching them or we've taught them to.
We don't lead by example.
Right. So, but real quick, because you have about 10 minutes, right. What would one thing you think we could do to start? Because there's so many things we want to touch on, and we plan to do so each Monday night. But give us something real brief.
I would say don't give up your integrity for a instant social gratification. Don't give up what you hold true, your morals, your ethics, your values as a woman up for any social situation, whether it be money, because if a woman can be bought, then she is automatically a whore in my eyes. And I don't know if that's wrong or right, but just from what I've been given in my experiences, if she can be bought in any way, that's she's selling herself to some degree. So never give up your integrity, your ethics, your morals, your values, all those for anything, any kind of social gain. Your gain should be trying to be a better one and not let these guys play you, because if you don't respect yourself, no man will. And no matter what they have or what they throw at you, understand that you are a woman of class.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Okay, thank you, Brandon. And we will, again, you have to be ready to come on next Monday to talk some more. But we're going to go on to stay on with us, Brandon. Don't hang up. Listen on the show. But we're going to go to another caller. We're going to take it to a woman's perspective, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Block Talk Radio, Butterfly Evolution. Caller? Hello? Hello, caller, you're on the air with us? Caller from 901-382-3521.
Oh! Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Doing good. I didn't push one. I thought they were saying that if you wanted to talk, push one. I was really listening and really enjoying the response, especially from Brandon. And I agree with him totally. I'm an older woman. I'm 67 years of age, but I think the value system that has kind of dominated society in the last 20-25 years is beginning to end, and it's beginning to, that cycle of the values and the good morals and standards of women seem to be returning somewhat, I mean, in the youth, and I'm just really proud and glad to see that, and I'm really enjoying, and I'm kind of excited about the views.
Thank you, and audience, I want to share with you that this is Brandon's grandmother. Brandon has had a lot of good women in his life, and that's where you hear all that knowledge coming from. So,
well, I didn't want to.
We're proud women, right?
Yes. And then to say that I'm so proud of him too, as his grandmother. So proud that value.
Thank you.
So proud of him, and also of his mom.
Thank you. Okay, so we have another caller. We're going to keep moving and just kind of keep talking. So we're going to just keep sharing, keep listening, keep supporting, because we're on each and every Monday night. We're getting down to our last 7 minutes, so we want to get everything in. Okay, thanks, Earlene, for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Since we have 6 minutes remaining, I'm sorry we could not get everyone on the air tonight, but just to sum it up, we will be returning next Monday night, same time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Please tune in. We're going to just pick up and continue to talk about this topic, Dying to Live, as we discuss the issues that women are having in the world today that allows men to think of us as we do. And again, we'll have more topics coming soon. Please, if you have not logged on to follow the show, please go out and do so. Again, follow Butterfly Evolution. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your daughters. We will have shows that are geared specifically for all ages. Of course, some nights we will work toward just the youth and young adult women and young men, okay? So I just wanted to say thank you, guys. Tika may have something for the last 5 minutes that she would like to say, but if not, we still have time for callers. If we're free right now. We've lost some callers, but if you would like to get online, please just push the button so that we'll know that you want or have something to say.
I just want to briefly just state that this is a process. Growing and getting stronger is a process, and this is just something that it's not a whole lot we can do just overnight, but this process is going to be one day at a time. But during this process, you know, there's so much we're looking forward to coming out of, you know, empowering women the way that we are. So much we're looking forward and doing, and we're really wanting to broaden this whole perspective with this butterfly evolution. But we just ask you to just continue to support us, you know, in prayers and, you know, in any way you see how, just continue to support us, you know, be listeners, be followers of the show, you know, like I said, be one with us in prayer as well. But also, you know, bringing into our organization as many butterflies as possible, because, of course, we lead by example. You know, you can't say do this and do that if you're not doing that and doing this yourself. I have three daughters myself, and I know that I cannot teach them better any type of way other than my actions and my words, my integrity. All of this have to line up with what I do. And so in having three women that I have to send out into this world, I have to put into them and I have to instill in them. And I really try purposefully to instill everything into them I remember my grandmother putting into me. I wouldn't be the woman I am today had it not been for my grandmother. And I will say her name. Her name was Helen Lockridge. And I thank God for her. Because of her, this has made me into the woman I am today. And, of course, you know, we all fall short of the glory. We have struggled and we have gone through our situations and you know, things in our life that have made us stronger because I've gone through a divorce. But it's done nothing for me other than make me stronger. I'm not the woman I was yesterday at all. And through this growth process, in the end, like I said, you come out beautiful, stronger, more powerful, and just a strong representation of who God has created us to be.
And my last word for each and every one of us or listeners, whether you are a man or a lady, change has, in order for us to change the world and address the things that we see, you have to change yourself. You really, it's like the old days when it said sweep around your own front door. No matter how many times I sweep around my front door, outside, literally my door, I always can go back and pick up a little bit more that needs to be swept away. So change is about first looking at your own life, looking at what you need to change about you in order to progress and move forward so that you can reach back to another person. In changing, what we have to remember is that we've been there, done that in some cases. And if we haven't, there's always a possibility that we could be that in that same situation. So as you grow, just remember to keep sweeping around your own front door. There's always something there. Love one another. Allow, especially women, allow each other to shine. We as women, we beat each other down so often. Allow each other to shine. Allow us to unite so that we can go out and
nothing will ever be taken away from us.
Right.
Nothing
else. So yeah. We have 2 minutes remaining, and again, I want to thank everybody. This was our first show, and thank you for your support. Thank you for your calls. I hope we didn't miss anybody, but if we did, you can also send us an instant message if you are logged on online. But again, we'll be back here next Monday night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Please tell your friends, your families, your neighbors. We're posting it on Facebook. We want to say thank you again. We love you all, and help us grow so that we can make a difference and change the world. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.